Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, November 17th. A portion of Highway 9 in Kinloss has reopened following a collision which resulted in one person being airlifted to hospital. South Bruce OPP say it happened at about 7 this morning between Kincardine-Kinloss Town Line and Bruce County Road 1. One driver was airlifted to a London hospital with serious, non-life-threatening injuries, and the other driver was treated at a local hospital. Local OPP are kicking off their 2021 festive ride season with their partners in Hanover, West Grey, Saugeen Shores, and Owen Sound. Each of the participating police services will be conducting ride programs with a goal of taking alcohol and drug-impaired drivers off the roads. Drivers are being reminded no amount of alcohol or drugs in your system is safe when you plan to get behind the wheel. Police say if you do plan on indulging, stay away from a vehicle. They say as an alternative, try to arrange for a designated driver, taxi, or public transit. Police say during this time last year, OPP conducted over 105 ride programs, resulting in 22 warning suspensions and 25 impaired driving charges. Shelley Blackmore will launch her campaign tonight as the Liberal candidate for Huron-Bruce in the upcoming provincial election. She says Liberal leader Stephen Del Duca will be attending.
He's actually coming to the Four Winds Wedding and Event Barn in Brussels to meet with Liberal supporters and share his vision for our party moving forward into the next election. And he's also there to help me kick off my campaign as the MPP candidate here in Huron-Bruce.
Blackmore will be vying for the seat that currently belongs to Huron-Bruce Progressive Conservative MPP Lisa Thompson, who has been the local representative in the legislature since 2011. The BC government has officially declared a state of emergency. This comes as record-breaking rainfall is causing flooding and several mudslides throughout the lower mainland. Thousands of homes have been destroyed, as well as infrastructure, and thousands of people have been displaced. The annual pace of inflation continued to heat up in Canada in October, with Statistics Canada reporting a rise of 4.7%, the largest year-over-year gain in the consumer price index in more than 18 years. Gasoline was a major factor, with prices at the pump up more than 41% on an annual basis, while food costs continued to rise as well, with meat prices up nearly 10%. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 64 points. The Dow Jones is down 211 points. Our dollar is trading at 79.31 U.S. cents, down 31 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $78, down $2.76 a barrel. In sports, Blue Water Senior Girls basketball playoffs are underway today. Semifinals are this afternoon. The championship game is at 7 at St. Mary's High School. In the NBA, 11 games tonight. Tomorrow, the Toronto Raptors are at Utah to meet the Jazz. In the National Hockey League, just 3 games tonight, including the Colorado Avalanche at Vancouver to face the struggling Canucks. Vancouver has 2 wins in their last 10 games. Tomorrow, the Toronto Maple Leafs host the New York Rangers. In the Ontario Hockey League, the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds visit the Saginaw Spirit. Friday, the Owen Sound Attack are at Guelph to meet the Storm. In the Greater Metro Junior Hockey League, the Knights of Meaford are in Bradford to face the Bulls. Game time is 8 o'clock. Thursday night, Meaford will host the Bulls in a rematch. You can find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.